Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们早安。
We thank the Lord for gathering us here together this morning to delve into His Word.
我们感谢神今天早上让我们能在一起来分享主的话。
If you may turn with me please to the Gospel of Luke chapter 2.
请翻开到路加福音第二章。
And for some context, this chapter records the birth and early days of the Lord Jesus on earth.
让我们稍微提一下上下文。这段圣经呢是讲到主耶稣的诞生和那个主耶稣刚开始在地上的一段时期。
And in the particular section that we'll be looking at, the Lord Jesus was 40 days old when his earthly parents, Joseph and Mary, presented him at the temple.
我们读到的这段经文呢，就是主耶稣呢刚诞生，现在有40天了，那么他们就把他带到圣殿里。
So let's read Luke chapter 2 verses 36 to 38.
我们来读路加福音第二章36到38节。
So verse 36, and there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years and had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage.
又有女先知名叫亚拿，是亚瑟支派法内利的女儿，年纪已经老迈，从做童女出嫁的时候同丈夫住了7年就寡居了。
And then as a widow to the age of 84, she never left the temple serving night and day with fastings and prayers.
现在已经84岁了，并不离开圣殿，禁食祈求昼夜侍奉神。
At that very moment, she came up and began giving thanks to God and continued to speak of him to all those who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem.
正当那时，她进前来称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷的救赎的人讲说。
Let's have a short word of prayer.
让我们一同有些祷告。
Father, we thank you because it is by your mercy and grace that we can be gathered together this morning.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为借着你的恩典和怜悯，使我们能够聚在一起。
And we give you thanks because you gave us your only begotten Son.That we may now have this eternal life in you.
我们感谢你，因为借着你的独生爱子，使我们能够在祂里面有着永远的生命。
So Father, this morning as we gather to read your precious word, may you indeed speak to each of us.
当我们在一起读你的话语的时候，但愿向我们每个人说话。
Give us a message for these times that we may know how to conduct ourselves as we wait for the Lord.
在这样的时代中能够向我们说话，使我们知道我们如何自处。
Indeed, may you just soften all of our hearts, that our hearts will not become hardened, but it may be this fertile soil to receive your word.
但愿我们的心不刚硬，乃是成为神话语中那个肥沃的土壤一般，能够使你的话语生长在我们心里。
Teach us to love your truth and to allow your truth to bear fruit in each of us.
但愿你使我们能够爱真理，让你的话语、真理的话在我们里面生长。
And through it all, that we may indeed see your Son, exalted and glorified.
让我们经过你话语的培育，能够看见主耶稣基督，你的儿子得到荣耀。
So we give you all of our thanks and praise, and want to pray all these things in your Son's most holy and precious name.
靠着主耶稣基督最宝贵、最圣洁的名，我们来祷告祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
So good morning again, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
There's a well-known English phrase that goes, time flies when you're having fun.
美国英文有一句话就是你很快乐的时候呢，这个时间过得很快。
And it refers to the phenomenon where time seems to pass by much quicker when you're doing something you enjoy.
也就是说呢，当你做你喜欢做的事情的时候，好像时间就过得非常快。
Now, during my elementary and middle school years, I would often go on many interesting field trips for school.
在我做小学和初中的时候，常常去郊游。
And to me and my classmates, each of those field trip days would seem to be over in a blink of an eye because of how entertaining and enjoyable they were.
那么我们去郊游的时候，发现说这个时间非常短，因为我们发觉这时间好像过得很快一样。
Now remember one time, one of my classmates asked my teacher, whose name was Miss Freeman, a peculiar question.
我记得有一次有一个同班同学就问老师一个问题。
And so he asked, he said, Miss Freeman, is there a way to make time slow down so we can enjoy the field trips even longer?
他就问老师说，是不是我们能够把时间弄慢一点，使我们能够更享受这个郊游的时候。
And I'm paraphrasing here because my memory is a bit shoddy, but her response was something along these lines.
那么老师是如此回答。
She said, to make time go slower during the current field trip, just think about something in the future that you're looking forward to.
他说呢，你这个在现在这个郊游里面，你要叫时间慢下来的话，你就去想到下一个郊游的时候什么时候要到来。
So maybe it's the weekend or a planned vacation or even the next field trip.
就是说要等待一件你喜欢的事情要发生，也或许是下一个郊游，或者是一个这个假期。
Now thinking back at it, I'm not sure if that's the best advice as it may make the current field trip feel a lot less interesting.
我现在回想，可能不是最好的一个建议，但是这个是当初就告诉我们怎样享受我们现在的郊游。
However, it did make me realize one thing about humans.
但是这件事情告诉我一件对于人性的一些真理。
It's that humans are bad at waiting.
我们人呢，不喜欢。
In fact, our current culture reflects man's struggle with waiting patiently.
我们的现在的那个文化呢，教导我们呢，就是我们没办法等候太久。
If you take a look, everything is built with the intent of instant gratification.
我们发现说，我们现在的所有我们看到的事情啊，都是要很快的来满足我们。
Man dislikes waiting for anything or anyone.
就包括所有的事，也所有的人。
So for example, we feel annoyed when our phone takes an extra few seconds to load an application.
所以我们的手机如果是花几秒时间在这才能开启的话。
Or imagine how you feel when you find something you want to buy on Amazon, only to find out there's no available Prime 2-day shipping.
或者是我们去亚马逊那个站去买东西的时候，你发现，哎呀，那个他。
那个要寄到的时间会拖长了。 I know since we all live in New Jersey, imagine a slower car taking up the leftmost lane, how that makes you feel.
或者是呢，我们在纽约市这个开车的时候，发现说那个快车道边要占满了。
Especially if all the lanes are full and we can't pass anyone.
或者是这个整个道路在那个高速公路上都已经被占满了，我们没办法开得很快。
So in a way, society treats impatience almost like a badge of honor.
或者我们可以这样说，这个现在在这个社会里面，好像是说你越是没有办法等候、越急躁的人，好像是越得到称赞。However,
our inability to wait directly ties to man's lack of control over our natural impulses.
这个不能等待。 这急躁的个性呢，就说明我们对我们自己的这个冲动呢，没有办法自我管制。In
other words, our impatience is this is byproduct of our carnal flesh.
我们知道这个等不及啊，是我们这个肉体的一个表现。And
we saw impatience in the very beginning in Genesis.
我们看到这个在创世纪里面就看到人没有办法等候。
We remember the story of Adam and Eve.
我们知道这个亚当和夏娃的故事。
Where instead of waiting for God to return, they impatiently acted on their desire to be like God.
他们不能等候主回来和他们说话，他们就马上采取他们想要采取的行动。
And they ate the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他们就吃了那个分辨善恶树的果子。
And today for us as believers, we are all waiting as well.
我们呢，作为信徒呢，我们也在等候。
Because we are all waiting for the Lord's return. And as we approach the end of another year, it seems like there is more waiting to be done.
当我们快来到这一年的年终的时候，我们发现说，好像我们要等候再更久一样。
I know there are some in our midst that have believed for decades.
有些人呢，等候了好几十年。
They have waited a lot longer than I have.
但他们等候的时间比我等的还多。
Yet still, we don't know how much longer we have to wait.
我们仍然不晓得我们要到底是要等多久。
So then how can we practice waiting with patience for the Lord?
所以我们在这个时候怎么能够很有耐心地等候主呢?
That's my burden for today.
这是我想要分享的心中的负担。
What are the marks of one who properly waits for the Lord?
所以一个等候主的人应该有的那个表现。
And this is where we can look at the testimony of Anna.
我们可以从这个亚拿的 这个女先知的身上看到那个见证。So
this passage we read in Luke chapter 2 is the only place we read of Anna in the entire Bible.
在所有的圣经里面，我们刚才读的这三节圣经是唯一出现亚拿的地方。And
all we know about this sister comes from these simple three verses.
我们对于这位女先知的认识呢，就是从这个三节经文来的。
However, we know that every detail in the Bible has its purpose.
我们知道这个，我们如果读到细节的时候呢，我们发现里面有主的旨意。
It's the word of God given to us.
这是神的话，要赐给我们的神的话语。
Let us remember the words of 2 Timothy 3:16-17.
我们要记得这个提摩太后书的3章16节。
Where it says that all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness.
圣经是神所默示的，与教导读者使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
And for what purpose? So that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So then with this in mind, let us not overlook the significance of this sister in Scripture.
所以让我们记得这个主的话语的重要。After
all, she is not only one of the few people who saw the Lord in his childhood.
我们知道这位女先知呢，不是唯一一位看到主耶稣的人。But
more importantly, she's one of the few that actually recognized him to be the Messiah.
她是这位认得主耶稣是弥赛亚的人。
So she was able to have this spiritual wisdom and this understanding that other people did not have.
她从主的话中呢，得着这个属灵的洞见，知道主耶稣是谁，其他人还没有看到。
So from these three verses, may the Holy Spirit guide us in seeing why Anna was given this privilege of being able to meet the Lord.
所以我们从这个三节经文里面，我们看看那个主呢，向他显明我们主耶稣的那些秘诀。
And let us also see how she ought to be a precious example to us.
我们也看到说，神如何将她呢当做榜样来教导我们。
So we are first introduced to Anna, as we said, in Luke chapter 2, verse 36.
我们第一次发现亚拿是在这个路加福音第二章的36节。
And if you just look at her name is actually a translated version of the Old Testament name Hannah.
这个亚拿呢，就是等于旧约的那个哈拿。And
both are wonderful names because of what they mean.
这两个名字呢，就是非常的美妙的，因为它代表一个意义。I
know in our youth group we have a Hannah.
我们在我们的这个年轻人当中有一个人就叫做哈拿。I
hope she knows what her name means.
他应该知道他的名字是什么意思。Both
Anna or Hannah mean grace or favor.
亚拿和这个哈拿呢，都是同一个意思，就是恩典的意思。So
the name alone is already a teaser for the life Anna will live.
所以这个他的名字呢，就说明呢，他是活出怎样的生活来。It's
one in which that by the grace of God, she was able to see her Lord and Savior.
乃是借着神的恩典呢，他能够看见主，我们的救主。
So let's dig into the verse now.
等我们看到这个，看见我们现在的，让我们仔细来看我们今天的经文。
So Luke reveals a peculiar title for Anna.
路加呢，告诉我们这个亚拿的一些称号。
He calls her a prophetess.
他称为她是女先知。
Now in the Bible, we know that there are multiple male prophets.
我们在圣经里面告诉我们几位女先知
，male prophets， 男先知，
男的先知。
But there are only a handful of women who were called prophetesses。
但是圣经里面有只有几位是女先知。
Now amongst the other prophetesses, the most famous were Miriam and Deborah。
我们知道这个其他的女先知比较出名的，我们叫就是米利安，还有一个是底波拉。
Now, if you recall, Miriam was the sister of Moses.
你记得米利安是摩西的姐姐。
And she assisted Moses and Aaron in leading the people of Israel out of Egypt.
她帮助亚伦和摩西呢，带着以色列百姓出了埃及地。
And then Exodus chapter 20 records the scene where Miriam led the Israelite women in worshiping God with timbrels and with dancing.
那么那个出埃及记十五章二十节呢，告诉我们呢，米利安呢，他就带领的以色列妇女呢，来跳舞赞美庆祝主的拯救。
And then Deborah was one of the judges of Israel.
那底波拉呢，也是这个以色列中的女先知。
And she was used by God to defeat the commander of the Canaanite army.
她是乃是率领以色列人打败迦南地的敌人的。
Which ultimately led to the future freedom of Israel from the king of Canaan.
所以他能够从这个迦南地人的王中间呢，是以色列百姓得到自由。
So what exactly is a prophetess?
所以我们来看到底这个女先知是什么意思呢？
So being a prophetess doesn't necessarily mean that one can predict the future.
作为先知呢，并不表示说你只是来说明将来将要发生的事。
And it also doesn't necessarily mean that you're able to perform miracles.
或者说呢，它并不仅仅表示说你能够行几件神迹。
Rather, when Luke says that Anna was a prophetess, all he simply meant was that Anna spoke the word of God to those around her.
当圣经里面告诉亚拿是女先知的时候，它是说明是他把神的话来告诉他周围的人。
And scholars say that Anna most likely either taught the Old Testament to other women.
很多的圣经学者告诉我们说呢，亚拿很可能在这里是把神的话教导那附近的妇女们。
Or that when women came to the temple to worship, Anna would often encourage them with scriptural truths.
当这些妇女来到圣殿的时候呢，亚拿就鼓励他们怎样来就敬拜服侍。
So in any case, one thing was clear.
不管怎样，有件事情非常清楚。
And it's that Anna was very familiar with the Word of God.
亚拿一定是对神的话语非常熟悉的。
God's Word formed the substance of everything that came out of Anna's mouth.
所以亚拿所说的呢，都是从神的话里出来的。
And God's Word guided her thoughts and her actions.
神的话呢，在带领他的思想，带领他所出的话语。
So then, this is the first characteristic of one who waits upon the Lord.
我们看到这是呢一个等候神的第一个特征表现。
The person treasures the word of God.
这个人呢，必须要宝贵神的话语。
And brothers and sisters, do you treasure the word of God?
你宝贵神的话语吗？
We know that we are living in a time of spiritual warfare.
你知道我们是活在属灵的征战之中。
And there's a popular phrase that goes, the best defense is a good offense.
那有人说呢，这个最好的防御呢，就是攻击。
Now, if we focus just on defending and if we never attack the enemy,
假如我们只是防御而不攻击我们的敌手的时候，
This battle cannot be won.
我们没办法赢得这个战争。
Imagine if you were in war and you just wear pieces of armor and you charge towards the enemy with no weapon.
所以你可以想象到这样的征战是没有办法打赢的。
I'm sure you won't be surprised that it won't be a pretty outcome.
所以你只要知道这个结局，你可以知道是没有办法得胜。
So that's why in Ephesians 6, verse 17, it tells us that the word of God is the sword of the Spirit.
所以这个以弗所书第六章告诉我们说，这个神的话乃是圣灵的宝剑。
If we are to be overcomers and stand firm in this age,
所以我们需要这个在这段时间呢，在这样的时代里面能够得胜。
We need God's word to go on the offensive against the enemy.
我们需要这个圣灵的宝剑，就是神的话。
And we give thanks to God because He has provided us His Word.
我们感谢神，他将他的话语赐给了我们。
And with His Word, we can fight our daily battles.
用他的话语呢，我们可以每天呢来充实这个属灵的征战。
So will we treasure His Word in our hearts?
我们的心是不是来宝贵神的话语呢？
So that in those critical moments when we have to make those defining choices, the Holy Spirit will bring His Word to remembrance.
当在每天的那个关键的时刻的时候，圣灵呢用神的话来提醒我们。
Now let's read what it says in Psalm 119, verse 9.
我们再读一下这个诗篇119篇的几节圣经。
Verse 9, yep.
第九节。
And I'm sure this is a passage that many brothers and sisters have read before.
我知道是很多弟兄姊妹都读过，也认识这几节圣经。
Let's read verse 9. It says, How can a young man keep his way pure by keeping it according to your word?
诗篇119篇第九节，少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。
Verse 10, With all my heart I have sought you, do not let me wander from your commandments.
我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。
Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you.
第十一节，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes.
耶和华呀，你是应当称颂的，求你将你的律例教训我。
And then we go down to verse 16, it says, I shall delight in your statutes, I shall not forget your word.
第十六节说到，我要在你的律例中自乐，我不忘记你的话。
So that may this be our prayer.
但愿这几句话成为我们里面内心的祷告。
That His Word will take root in our hearts.
他的话能够在我们的心中扎根。
So like Anna, we may speak the Word of God to the right people in the right moments.
所以呢，亚拿呢，能够在适当的时候用适当的话语向百姓说话。
And like Anna, let us truly treasure the Word of God and let it guide our steps.
我们看到是亚拿能够实在是宝贵，并且把神的话藏在他的里面。
So this is the first mark of the one who properly waits for the Lord.
所以呢，这个宝贵神的话语乃是等候神的人的一个很重要的表现。
What's the second characteristic?
第二个表现是什么呢？
The one who waits upon the Lord is foreknown and redeemed by God.
就是那些等候主的人呢，是被神预先知道的，而且被神所拯救的。
If you look back at the text, what does Luke tell us next?
我们看到这个我们的刚才读的经文里面呢，路加怎样告诉我们呢？
Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher.
他说亚拿是亚瑟之派发内利的女儿。
Now, I don't think it's a coincidence that Anna's father is named Phanuel.
我觉得这个他的父亲叫做法内利呢，不是偶然的。
Because Phanuel translated means the face of God.
这个法内利呢，他的翻译出来的意义乃是神的面。
The name of Anna's father teased this life-defining moment for Anna.
所以我们看到从他父亲的名字里面，我们看到这个怎样塑造了亚拿的一生。
The Apostle John writes in John 1:18 this.
那个使徒约翰呢，在他的约翰福音里面第一章这样说
says, No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
他说没有人曾经见过神，只有在神怀中的独生子将他表明出来。
And when Anna later sees the infant Jesus in a temple, Anna knew that by the grace of God, she was looking at the face of God.
当亚拿呢在那个时候在圣殿里面看到主耶稣的时候，他就知道他看到了神的面。
As Paul writes in Colossians 1:15, the Lord Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
在保罗在那哥罗西书第一章里面说到呢，爱子乃是那个不能看见的神的像。
Do we remember what the author of Hebrews says in Hebrews 1:3?
我们知道那个希伯来的作者呢，在第一章第三节如此说。
That the Lord is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His nature.
说到主耶稣啊，是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神的像，真相，他本体的真相，是神本体的真相。
So God will reveal Himself to Anna through her encounter with the Lord.
所以呢，神呢就借着亚拿呢，把这个与主耶稣。
And so for us believers today, we have also received the same blessing.
今天呢，我们也同样得到了同样的祝福。
So even though we have not seen the Lord in physical flesh like Anna did,
虽然我们没有在我们的肉眼里看见我们主耶稣的形象,
but we know we still have encountered the Lord.
但是我们都知道我们遇见过神,
and it's why we should be saved today.
所以呢，我们现在仍然能够站在这里。
A couple of months ago, the last time I shared, my burden was the words in Galatians 2:20.
我们在上次我们分享的时候，我的负担是从这个加勒太书的第二章20节，
where it says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me."
他那里说，我已经和基督同钉十字架，如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me.
如今我在肉体里活着，乃是靠着信耶稣、信神的儿子而活。
And last time we also looked at Colossians 1:27.
上次我们也看到这个哥罗西书的第一章27节。
Which says that God has willed to make known what is the riches of this glory, of this mystery amongst the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神乐意要他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在他们心里成了荣耀的盼望。
How do we know we have encountered the Lord?
我们怎么知道我们遇到了神呢？
It is because Christ now dwells in us through faith in Him.
因为基督呢，靠着我们的信心呢，住在我们的里面。
So God also granted us this privilege of seeing Phanuel, the face of God.
所以神呢，把同样的福分赐给我们，使我们能够看见神的面。
And the fact that Anna was of the tribe of Asher should also not be overlooked.
我们知道这个亚拿这边告诉我们是亚瑟支派的，也是不可以，我们也要仔细看一下。
So if you recall Israel's history recorded in the Old Testament,
我们从以色列的历史，在旧约里的历史可以看到一点。
We know that after Solomon's reign, Israel divided into the southern and northern kingdoms.
所罗门做王以后呢，以色列国呢就成为南北两国。
And do we remember what happened to the 12 tribes?
我们知道这个十二个支派发生了一些什么事。
You know that two out of the 12 tribes, so namely Judah and Benjamin, they became the southern kingdom, Judah.
我们知道这个十二支派的两个，也就是犹大支派跟便雅悯支派呢，就在南部形成了犹大国。
And the other 10 tribes, which includes Asher, they became the northern kingdom, Israel, or sometimes referred to as Ephraim.
我们知道这个其他的十个支派在北部呢，就形成了以色列国。
Now, for many years, the two kingdoms had little to no contact with each other.
经过几段时间以后呢，他们之间呢没有很多的交往。
But, and what was common between the two was that there was spiritual decline.
他们中间呢同样经历了就属灵的 生命的一个衰退。
So prophets were sent by God to both kingdoms to warn them of this.
我们知道神在旧约里面就派遣先知呢，在这个两个国中间警告他们。
Now in Judah's case, we saw that there were occasional good kings ruling who pleased the Lord.
我们看到这个南国这个犹大国呢，他们常有好的王在统治他们。
However, for Israel, there was not one that was regarded as godly.
但是北国呀，从来没有一个好的王。
All the kings of the northern kingdom were seen as evil and wicked.
所有这个北国的王呢，都是邪恶的，在神的眼中。
And as a result of Israel's kings, these northern ten tribes were led further and further into idolatry.
我们看到这个北国呢，就渐渐的成为一个拜偶像的国家。
They were led further and further away from God.
他们就渐渐地远离了神。
And this ultimately culminated in the northern kingdom of Israel being conquered by Assyria.
最后呢，整个北国呢就被这个亚述帝国呢消灭了。
Now there's a popular categorization of the ten tribes in the northern kingdom as the lost tribes of Israel.
我们常常用如此的话来形容那个十个支派，在北国的十个支派，说他们是失落的十个支派。
Because most of the people were taken captive and deported to Assyria.
因为大部分的人呢，都被掳去，分散到亚述帝国的各个地方。
And then the ones who remain intermarried with people from other lands.
那么在留在那个以色列国的那些人呢，就和当地的很多的人呢就同婚。
So the narrative goes that these ten tribes were erased from history as they became assimilated with other races.
所以呢，有很多人就说这个十个支派呢就在历史中消失了。
Yep, hence the name the lost tribes.
所以呢，他们称为这十个支派是失落的十个支派。
However, we know this narrative is untrue because Anna's existence showed us that the tribes have lived on.
但是我们知道这个话失落的十派十个支派是不准确的，因为我们知道这个亚拿就是这个十个支派的一个支派，就是亚瑟支派的人。
God knows who his people are.
神知道他的百姓。
And he knows where his people are.
他知道他们在哪里。
And we know that later in Revelation 7, we read of the presence of witnesses from each of the 12 tribes.
我们在那个启示录的第七章里面，我们看到神就列出十二个支派。
So whether Anna's ancestors had fled to Judah before the Assyrian conquest of Israel,
是否这个亚拿的祖先呢，逃离了当初的这个北国？
Or whether they were part of a remnant who escaped captivity is something we do not know.
或者是他们是不是后来成了这个返回这个犹大的这个那个少数的这个渔民，我们也不太晓得。
However, we do know one thing.
但是我们知道一件事。
Is that God has been and will continue to be faithful to his people.
神呢，对他的儿女，对他的百姓，一直是信实的。
By His grace, there are no lost tribes.
在神的恩典里呢，没有失落的支派。
All 12 will be present in the end.
到最后呢，十二个支派都要回来。
So, brothers and sisters, for us today, we should be thankful that we are now the redeemed people of God.
感谢神呢，我们如今呢，都是神蒙神救赎的人。
And if we are his people, we can have faith that we will remain secure in his hands.
我们既然是他的百姓，如果我们坚持我们在主里的信心呢，我们就能蒙所的保守。
Let's turn to another familiar passage in John chapter 10.
我们来看到这个约翰福音的第十章，我们很熟悉的经文。
John 10 verse 27.
他的第二十七节。
Says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand.
我又赐给他们永生，叫他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand.
我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父的手里把他们夺去。
I and the Father are one.
我与父原为一。
Now knowing this matters when it comes to waiting for the Lord.
当我们等候神的时候，能够晓得这些经文。
I'd like us to consider the times when we've waited for something where the result is unknown.
我记得说，我们可以想到说，我们当等见等等候等待一件事情，但是那个结果是不可知的时候。
Maybe it's waiting for your exam scores after a difficult test at school.
或者呢，是你是在等在学校里面等那个考试的成绩的发表。
Or maybe it's waiting for your manager's feedback after submitting your annual review at work.
或者是你在公司里面每一个年底的时候，那个对我们的表现的一个评价。
Maybe it's waiting for the doctor to share your medical results after a checkup.
或者是到了医生那里呢，在等候医生为我们做的体检的报告。
The wait for these type of things sometimes feels unbearable.
有时候呢，在等候这些事情的发生的时候，有时候是很难等候的。
Each second might seem like an hour.
我们等不及，每一秒钟就像是一个小时一样。
And each hour seems like a day.
每一个小时呢，就像一整天一样。
And why do we think that is?
为什么会这样子呢？
It's because we don't know what to expect.
因为呢，我们不晓得那个结局是什么。
We imagine all the worst possible outcomes that could occur.
我们会想到很多这个糟的事情会发生。
And then we grow anxious.
那我们就会里面非常的急躁。
We start overthinking.
我们就想的太多。
We start questioning everything that we're doing.
我们开始怀疑所有我们所做的事。
It's a very tiresome way of living.
这是等候是一个非常使人疲倦的一件事。
But thank the Lord that He has told us that we have received eternal life and that no one will snatch us out of the Father's hand.
但感谢神呢，主要是告诉我们呢，我们领受了这永远生命啊，没一个人能够从父的手里把我们夺去。
And we may live in a world so full of idolatry and worldly influences.
虽然我们在活在一个充满着敬拜偶像的这个时代。
Yet no matter how great these worldly forces are,
外面的力量不管有多大，
when we remember our identity as children of God, we can gain comfort in knowing that our Lord will preserve us.
如果我们知道我们是神的儿女，那我们里面就有这个很大的安慰。
And so then, what is the basis of this confidence?
那么这个安慰到底是从哪里来的呢？
So the English group, we've been reading Romans recently during Friday night Bible study.
我们知道这个在英文查经的时候，我们正在查这个罗马书。
And in Romans chapter 8, Paul makes this very precious declaration.
在罗马书的第八章的时候呢，保罗就告诉我们一件非常伟大的事。
And we've turned to Romans 8, just look at the last two verses.
我们来读到这个罗马书第八章的最后两节经文。
He says, For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers.
因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事。
Nor height, nor death, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God,which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。
So this love of God forms our confidence.
所以这个神的爱呢，在我们里面就带给我们的那个安慰。
Brothers and sisters, how often do we reflect on the fact that God of the universe loves us?
我们有没有常常想到这位这个宇宙的主宰呢竟然爱上我们
It's such an immense thought.
这是一个非常伟大的思想。
Now, I'd like to share an example in my personal life where I recently reflected on this.
所以让我这个从我个人的经历里面来回想一下这一点。
So a few weeks ago, I went on a cruise trip with my family.
几个礼拜前呢我跟我的家人呢 去旅游，在这个游轮上。
And it was one of the days at sea. I was sitting at the balcony looking out into the Atlantic Ocean.
其中有一个节目是站在这个甲板上的那个湖栏上呢，看这个海洋大海。
And when you're standing there, the waters extended beyond what the eyes could see.
我们看到这个海洋洋海啊，其实是远远超过我们眼睛所能看见的地方。
And then the sky also just seemed so vast and endless.
我们看到那个天空啊，就是非常非常的广阔。
And truly in that moment, one feels so small.
在那个时候呢，你就感觉你自己非常小。
So as I was gazing at the view, a verse from a hymn came to my mind.
当我这样子在观赏这个景色的时候呢，就有一个诗本的一首诗呢，进到我的脑海中。
And it's a verse from the hymn, The Love of God.
就是第二十首神的爱。
Yep, so like our brother mentioned, if you want to follow along, it's verse 20 in our hymn books.
这是第二十首啊，第二首真神之爱。
Yep, and I'll read the third verse in a refrain if you want to follow along.
我要读的是第三节的。
It says, Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made?
他说到天上铸天，当为纸张，地上万境当作笔杆。
Were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade?
世上我刚才翻的早。
I'll read the whole thing then.
Yeah.
To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky.
天上诸天当为纸张，地上万境当为笔杆，世上海洋当为墨水，全球文人集合苦干，耗尽之力描写神的爱，海洋墨水会干。安卷虽长，如天连天，冷难表达透畅。
And the refrain says, O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song.
在副歌里说，神的爱何等丰富，伟大无限，无量，永远坚定，永远不变，天使圣徒颂扬。
Indeed, how great is the love of God.
我们看到是的，神的爱是何等的大，浩大。
If God was willing to send His one and only Son to the world to save us and redeem us.
神乐意为着我们，拯救我们，把他的独生儿子赐给我们。
What else would He withhold?
他既然乐意舍弃他的独生儿子，他怎会这个不把万物都舍掉呢？
Especially from us, we're now His own.
尤其是我们现在属于他的人。
So we need to know that the Father has prepared the best for His children.
我们就知道说，父神呢为我们他的儿女呢准备最好的。
So knowing this, let us wait with confidence and patience for the Lord.
当我们知道了这些呢，我们就会非常这个有把握的来等候主。
So now let's look at what Luke says next about Anna.
我们看看这个路加呢告诉了一些其他的事。
He says, She was advanced in years and had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then as a widow to the age of 84.
他说到年纪已经老迈，从做童女出嫁的时候同丈夫住了7年就寡居了。
Now during that time period, women traditionally got married when they were between 12 and 14 years of age.
那个时候呢，就女孩子是12岁到14岁之间呢就结婚了。
And in Anna's case, her husband died 7 years into the marriage, and she became a widow.
对于这个亚拿来说呢，她结婚了以后呢，跟丈夫同住了7年以后，她就成了寡妇。
Now there's two possible translations for the next part.
那么这个下面讲到的有两种解释。
So some versions say that she lived as a widow to the age of 84.
这个中文的小字上说， 就寡居了84年。
So in other words, she might have spent 64 years as a widow.
也就是说她这个
She lived 64 years as a widow.
Yeah, I quoted the wrong place. 她这边说到现在她 现在她84岁，就表示说呢，有可能啊，她其实寡居了64年。
And other translations say that she was a widow for 84 years.
那么这个小字上呢，中文的小字上是或作寡居了84年。
In other words, she would have been 104 years old.
那么这个时候，如果这个翻译是正确的话，就是她现在是104岁了。
So either way you interpret this, what is clear is that Anna lived as a widow for a very, very long time.
不管怎么样, 亚拿呢是寡居了非常长的一段时间。
Now we have to understand that living as a widow during that time period is not like living like a widow today.
我们知道在那个时候呢, 做了寡妇是一个很困难的事。
Being a widow in ancient society was extremely difficult.
在那样的时代，那样的时候呢，寡居的话是一个非常困难的一件事。
Because with no husband to take care of them, widows were subject to live a life of poverty with no means of supporting themselves.
那个时候，如果失去了丈夫呢，你就失去了那个谋生的能力，你就会住在这个贫穷当中。
That's why in the Bible we often see widows grouped together with orphans, together as vulnerable members of society that other people should care for.
我们知道，所以常常会把圣经常常把寡妇跟那个孤儿放在一起呢，因为他们是在社会中是最需要帮助的一群人。So
Anna had to face this immense trial for the majority of her life.
所以我们可以看到亚拿呢，很可能呢，她要经过很多的这个困难的。How
then would be her the way she lived?
那么我们在这种情况的时候，应当如何生活呢？
How would she be able to carry on in the midst of these great difficulties?
她怎样能够继续在这种困难中生活呢？
So, very interestingly, Luke tells us she never left the temple serving night and day with fastings and prayers.
但这个路加告诉我们呢，她并没有离开圣殿，然后禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。
So even though Anna had no one on earth to provide for her,
虽然呢，地上可能没有亲人来帮助她，
But she dedicated her life to the ultimate provider.
但是她呢，就用她的生命呢来帮助其他的人。So
it is likely that Anna lived right there on the temple grounds in Jerusalem.
很可能呢，亚拿就住在这个圣殿的旁边。And
there she served day and night.
她在那里就可以昼夜的侍奉神。She
had completely oriented her life around serving God in the temple with fellow worshippers.
所以她把她的生活呢， 照着这个圣殿的服饰呢，调整过来。
And I believe this speaks to the third characteristic of one who waits for the Lord.
所以这个就说到这个等候主的第三个表现。
Brothers and sisters, do we orient our lives today around being in a church with fellow brothers and sisters?
乃是我们现在的生活是不是跟神教会的生活和弟兄姊妹的生活摆在一起呢？
Now, Paul writes to the collective body in 1 Corinthians 3:16.
我们知道这个保罗呢，对这个哥林多的教会呢，说了如此的话。He
says, "Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?"
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们中间吗？
So Paul here talks about how believers are a temple of God as we are joined together as one body.
所以保罗在告诉我们说呢，所有信主的人在一起啊，就是神的殿。When
we gather to worship and serve, God's presence is in our midst.
当我们在一起聚集来一起服事的时候呢，神就在我们当中。Being
in God's house and meeting with brothers and sisters is a crucial part of waiting for the Lord.
在神的家中和弟兄姊妹在一起服事呢，是一个等候神的非常重要的一个部分。
That's why the author of Hebrews tells us in Hebrews 10:24, he says, "And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds."
所以在那个, 希伯来书第十章的时候，他这样告诉我们，他说是你要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Not forsaking our assembling together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
不可停止聚会，像那些停止惯了的人一样，乃是彼此劝勉呢。
Now, I remember before I started coming to church consistently,
我记得我开始呢很正常的常规的来聚会的时候，
之前 I would sometimes be taken aback by how many meetings took place throughout the week.
我呢发现说，哇，这个教会聚会竟然这么多啊，我觉得很惊奇。
You would have your regular Sunday meetings.
我们看到我们有主日的各样聚会。
Then Friday night Bible studies, then Tuesday prayer meetings.
我们看到这个，我们还有这个礼拜五的这个查经聚会，还有礼拜二的祷告聚会。
You would even have preview meetings for Friday night Bible studies.
我们另外还有个礼拜四、礼拜三的这个礼拜五祷告聚会的预查的聚会。
You have monthly home meetings, special meetings, annual conferences.
我们还有这个一个月一次的家庭聚会，还有很多其他的这个周末的聚会。
Now, for my younger self, sometimes I would think it was a bit overwhelming to have to attend all these gatherings.
我那时候刚刚信主，我觉得是哇，参加这么多聚会实在是，太使人难过了。
But now, as I grow older, I've learned to be grateful.
当我现在慢慢长大以后，我发现了我对这些事情，我们实在是来感谢神。
Grateful because there are so many precious opportunities for brothers and sisters to gather together.
我们知道这个在弟兄姊妹在聚集的时候是遇到许多的难处的。
That in each of these meetings we can be encouraged by each other's presence.
在每个这样的聚会中呢，我们可以彼此呢来勉励。
Unfortunately, when life gets rough, many people stop attending church altogether.
但是呢，很不幸的是呢，当有时候难处来的时候呢，很多弟兄姊妹就停止聚会了。
Now we've heard that numerous reports have shown the drop in churchgoers after the pandemic hit.
我们现在知道说，我们听到很多呢，在疫情这段时间或之后呢，那些仍然参加聚会的人。
Even now, with churches reopening, those same people who used to gather before are nowhere to be seen.
我们发现，当教会每个教会开始又回来聚会的时候呢，发现很多弟兄姊妹就不再聚会了。
Brothers and sisters, we should take after Anna's example and not run away from God when things get tough.
所以我们可以用这个亚拿啊当做一个榜样来鼓励我们自己啊。当这个难处来的时候呢，我们仍然要保守自己在神的恩典中。
We should run towards God.
我们需要这个奔向神，而不是远离神。
We should cherish being before the presence of God.With fellow worshippers like Anna did in the temple.
我们要像亚拿一样，就是宝贵圣徒在一起的聚集。
And when you have this attitude, gathering of brothers and sisters will no longer seem like a chore.
当我们有这样的思想的时候，那个和弟兄姊妹聚会啊，就不变成一个这个难处。
It won't be something that drains you.
也不是变成一个叫你这个精疲力尽的经历。
It won't be something you do simply because your parents do so.
那不再是你来到主日聚会的时候，你觉得这是因为父母的缘故。
But it'll turn into something you look forward to do and want to do out of love.
乃是后来会变成因着爱的缘故呢，你乐意来聚会，你想要来聚会。
So let us wait for the Lord together and continue to encourage each other until the day comes.
所以让我们呢一同呢聚集，一同来勉励啊，来等候主的再来。
So Luke then also reveals to us that Anna served night and day with fastings and prayers.
路加呢继续告诉我们呢，亚拿呢禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。
And what was Anna praying for?
我们想知道说。这个亚拿呢，他到底要祷告什么呢？
And from the verses later on, I believe we can infer that she was praying for the redemption of Jerusalem.
从这个下面的经文呢，我们就知道他是来 一直祷告为着这个耶路撒冷的救赎
for Israel's Savior to come
换句话说是在等候这个以色列人的救赎主的到来
Now we'll see that fasting is not an explicit command in the Bible
我们知道这个禁食啊不是神啊特殊一个诫命
However we often see fasting and prayer linked together
但是我们却看到很多的禁食跟祷告是连在一起的
You know, too often people view fasting as just simply abstaining from food.
很多人把禁食当作不吃饭的一件事。
However, fasting for a spiritual purpose is to set our focus completely on God.
但是禁食不是叫我们不吃饭食，乃是真正把我们注意力放在神身上。
Because no longer will we care about the things of the world, but our attention is set solely on the Lord.
所以说把这个我们的注意力从在地上对我们最重要的事情上挪移到神的身上。
So when we read that Anna fasted and prayed, we see a godly woman who prayed so fervently that she was not concerned about her own physical needs.
我们看到这个亚拿呢，因为她实在是关心神的事实，在祷告。以至于他就忽略了他肉身的需要。
We see a woman who practiced self-denial, not caring about her own desires, but that the will of God may be done.
我们看到他是如何的这个否定自己啊，使得神的旨意能够行在他的身上。
And this is such a precious example for us today.
所以这个是非常对我们来说一个非常宝贵的一个榜样。
We ought to pray like Anna did.
Pray for what?
We ought to pray like Anna did.
We often pray for as Anna
ought
did?
To.
Ought to, okay. So, 我们都应该要像亚拿如此的祷告。
Now, praying has been an area that I personally struggled with throughout my walk with the Lord.
这个祷告呢，是我自己呢，跟随主的一件非常难学的一个功课。
Prayer seems to be the simplest yet most difficult thing to do at the same time.
祷告好像是最简单的一件事，也同时呢，好像是最难的一件事。
Simple because we know we always have this open access to come before the Lord and commune with Him.
简单是因为我们有这个这到神面前一个道路是一直是开启的。
Yet hardest because we so often deprioritize it and forget about it in our lives.
困难是因为我们常常呢不重视祷告，所以呢常常忽略祷告。
And I believe I'm not the only one who struggles with this.
我相信是我自己，我个人不光是我个人呢在这件事情上这个遇到难处。
Because consider what type of meeting usually sees the lowest attendance.
我们知道这个。在教会的各种聚会里面，哪一个聚会参加人最少呢
？It's most often the prayer meeting.
我们知道就是祷告聚会。
But brothers and sisters, we need to pray and pray often.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要祷告，并且常常祷告。
We should pray to the Lord for our friends who have not been saved yet.
我们需要为着我们的还没有信主的朋友祷告。
We should pray for our brothers and sisters who seem to have fallen away.
我要为着那些软弱退后的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
We should pray for strength for ourselves and for fellow saints to fight our daily spiritual battles.
我们要为着我们自己和其他的圣徒们每一天所经历的、所遇到的属灵的征战而祷告。
We pray for large matters. We pray for small matters.
我们为着大事祷告，也要为小事祷告。
We pray for corporate needs. We pray for personal needs.
我们为着教会的团体的祷告，也需要祷告；为我们自己个人或者弟兄姊妹的个人 的需要祷告。
There is nothing we cannot bring before the Lord.
我们可以把所有的事情都带到神面前祷告。
And the more we pray, the more we will see ourselves aligning with God's will to be done.
当我们越来越祷告的时候，发现说我们就跟神的旨意啊，就连在一起了。
And the more we will see ourselves submitting to His sovereignty.
我们就慢慢的发现我们与主的这个主权呢就越来越这个在一起。
Just like how the Lord instructed his disciples to pray in Matthew 6:10.
我们就像那个主耶稣对于这个门徒的 较早一样，在马太福音第六章第十节。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So when we wait, we ought to pray fervently to the Lord.
当我们等候主的时候呢，我们必须要这个一直的祷告。
This is all to prepare us for His return.
因为这样才能够使我们预备好等候主的再来。
So Anna practiced many years of waiting with a sincere faith.
我们看到这个亚拿呢，在等候主的事上呢，他等候了很久很久。
And now we have come to the best part, the last part.
我们现在就要看到这个最美好的结局。
After so many years of treasuring God's word,
他这么多年来宝贵主的话语。
After so many years of living as God's own,
这么多年来他为了主来活着。
After so many years of meeting in the temple,
这么多年来他就住在圣殿来昼夜服侍主。
After so many years of fasting and praying,
这么多年来他的禁食和祷告。
We see it all culminate in verse 38.
我们看到这一切都在这个就结尾在第38节上。
It says, at that very moment she came up and began giving thanks to God and continued to speak of him to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem.
正当那时他进前来呈谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
Now, that very moment refers to the moment recorded in the previous section in Luke 2.
我们知道这个正当那时呢，是说到这个前面几段经文所提到的事。
It's when Simeon carries the baby Lord Jesus in his arms and praises God and utters a prophecy concerning him.
那西缅呢，就把主耶稣抱在他手里呢，就来感谢赞美神，然后并且说了预言。
That very moment, Anna enters and by faith, she immediately realizes that the redemption of Jerusalem has arrived.
正当那个时候呢，亚拿呢就从神的恩典中得知这个耶路撒冷得救赎的时候，得救赎主已经来到。
The Messiah, Israel's Redeemer, is now in front of her eyes.
弥赛亚，也就是以色列的救赎主，就在她的眼前。
The one she has waited for her whole life has finally come.
他用一生的时间等候服侍的那位终于来到了。
And upon seeing the Lord, Anna cannot help but give thanks to God and proclaim the Lord's name.
说他看到主了以后呢，他只能够在那里呢感谢神，并且来宣扬他的名。
And when that glorious day of our Lord's return comes as well, we shall be the same way.
所以当我们等候主的再来的时候，我们也要用相同的态度。
We will shout with grateful joy.
我们要这个颂赞神。
We will proclaim His name forever and ever.
并且我们要称颂主的名。
So brothers and sisters, I pray that we can all take after Anna.
所以我们希望说每个弟兄姊妹都能够用这个亚拿的做榜样。
Even though waiting in this day and age is no easy task.
我们知道这个虽然是等候是不是很容易的一件事。
Even though we are coming to the end of another year and our Lord has not returned yet.
虽然是我们又到了一个年终，并且主耶稣还没有来。
Even though there will be new challenges that await us.
虽然我们也是知道说我们明年呢会有新的难处。
But let us properly wait for the Lord.
让我们呢都能够适当的来等候主。
Let us be encouraged by the words in 2 Peter 3:9, where he says, The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
彼得后书第三章呢第九节告诉我们呢，是说他说这个主耶稣啊所应许的还没有应验，他不是单言，乃是不是单言，乃是乃愿人人悔改。
And let's also remember what the Lord Himself said in Revelation 22 verse 12.
我们也记得主耶稣在这个启示录的 第二十章第二十节说的,
Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done.
主说, 看哪, 我必快来, 赏罚在我, 必照个人所行的报应他。
We often say good things are worth waiting for.
我们都说, 好美好的事情是值得等待的。
Anna waited for the best thing.
我们知道亚拿呢, 是在等候这个最好的事。
And it was worth more than everything to her.
那么他所等待, 那么多的等待是实在是值得的。
And when the Lord returns, it will also be the most worthwhile wait for us.
那么当主耶稣再来的时候呢, 我们也发现我们的等待是最后是值得的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for your precious word.
父啊,为着你宝贵的话语, 我们感谢你。
And we thank you for loving us with this great love that is beyond our comprehension.
感谢你用我们所无法超越我们想象的大爱来爱我们。
Father, we ask that you may indeed equip us with this patience as we wait for the Lord's return.
但愿你能够在我们等候主的时候给我们耐心。
That we may indeed trust in your timing, knowing that it is perfect.
让我们能够相信, 你的时候, 你的时刻是最好的。
That we may continue to run to you all the days of our lives.
但愿我们的一生就是不断地来追求, 我们的主。
Let us remember your great faithfulness and let us not lose heart.
当我们等候主的时候, 让我们能够记得你的信实, 不至于失望。
Let us also love the brothers and sisters that we may continue to encourage each other as we all wait for the Lord.
但愿我们能够爱众弟兄姊妹们彼此勉励来等候主的再来。
So that day when the Lord returns, we may all shout with grateful joy and that we may all proclaim His name forever and ever.
当主耶稣, 再来的时候, 我们都能够一同欢呼并且一同宣扬主的名。
So we just give you all the thanks and praise for blessing us and being with us.
为着你所赐给我们的诸般的福分，我们来感谢赞美你。
We pray all these things in your Son's most holy and precious name.
我们是靠耶稣基督，你的儿子最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.